This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The Colorado Supreme Court decision removing former President Trump from next year's primary ballot continues to reverberate through Washington. President Biden was asked about it while standing on the tarmac next to Air Force One. He says it's self-evident Trump is guilty of insurrection.
Now, whether the 14th Amendment applies, I'll let the court make that decision. But he certainly supported an insurrection. No question about it. None. Zero. And he seems to be doubling down on about everything.
The Trump campaign has decried the ruling as deeply undemocratic, calling it a partisan attempt to deprive voters of free choice. Trump's camp says they will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. State attorneys gave closing arguments in the trial of two paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain this afternoon. Colorado Solicitor General Shannon Stevenson listed the ways Peter Chakuniak and Jeremy Cooper failed to treat McClain, who was on the ground and handcuffed when they arrived.
Didn't tell Elijah who they were, didn't try to identify him, didn't ask the police a question about it, didn't speak a single word to him, didn't get a piece of equipment out of the bag, didn't kneel down to look at him, didn't put a single finger on him, didn't take a single vital sign.
Jury deliberation is expected to start tomorrow. After the state Supreme Court ruling on Donald Trump, you may be wondering what's next for voters. Check our homepage, cpr.org. There's a story that will walk you right through it. It's almost the solstice, and it will feel like winter tonight. It's CPR News.